Good morning. We'd like to welcome you out to this study session of the Mesa City Council. We have a mayor who is out of town, but will be joining us shortly, probably around 8:30. And I believe we have Councilmember Summers who's calling in. Are you with us, sir? Not yet. We'll watch and listen for him to call in. Looks like the first item on our agenda is to hear a presentation, discuss, and provide direction to the fire department regarding the donation of a fire pumper truck to Superior Fire Department. We'd like to welcome up Chief Bloomer. Good morning, Chief. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Vice Mayor, Council members. What we're looking at is the donation. We're looking for your approval for the donation of a fire apparatus to the town of Superior. The apparatus, the specific apparatus, is 1997 Pierce Quantum 1500 GPM pumper, and it's met all of our criteria for disposal, and we've gone through proper procedures with purchasing in order to be able to release this apparatus, and we're looking at donating this to the town of Superior. Attached is a couple of photos of the specific apparatus.
Good. That's it, Mr. Richens.
Yeah, I have the opportunity in my day job to work with a lot of cities in the Copper Corridor, now Superior, Globe, Miami, Hayden, Winkleman, all those towns, and have the financial issues in those towns are pretty stark. I think their newest truck is 86.
It has
very few miles on it, but it's been well used from the equipment side. It's a pretty good match, even though these have a lot of miles on them. They're excellently maintained, and actually, there's a resident of Superior. Oh, hey, Scott. There's a
Hello.
Resident of Superior that works for our fire maintenance division too. So, I think it's good.
I think it's good deal.
Good win-win. So.
Yeah, thanks. Welcome, Mr. Summers. We're just in the middle. Mr. Kavanaugh, nice to have you with us.
Sorry, I had the wrong pin there, so I was a little late.
No problem. Good to have you with us. Mr. Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. I want to commend Councilmember Richens for bringing this issue to our attention. And we have a really good history as a community and as a fire department in terms of partnering with other communities in Arizona and with our sister city in Guaymas. And I know that this year we've received the requests both from Guaymas and from Superior, and certainly in the Superior request is, both are important. The Superior request, I think, is a much more immediate need. They've had the loan of equipment from City of Phoenix, I think, or one of the other jurisdictions for a period of time, approving this, I think, is a great way to continue our regional partnerships with other fire departments and public safety departments. So I commend Mr. Richens for bringing it to the council, and I hope that we would approve it.
Anybody else? Mr. Luna.
I think this is a great idea. You know, I come from a mining community myself in the southeast corner of Arizona, and certainly I know those communities are in dire need of assistance. So what a great opportunity for Superior, and the fact that we have this exchange program. So I commend Councilmember Richens for doing this.
Mr. Summers, any input on this?
Will they take a white fire truck?
Okay.
Or do we have to paint it red first?
Yeah, we won't be painting anything red, I assure you.
For those who don't know, that Alex and I have an inside joke on that one.
No, that's fine. Well, it sounds like Mr. Summers is supportive. Any other input? Good. Sounds like a great idea, and I appreciate it. As I put it through my filter, you think about all the Mesa residents that travel through and to Superior and others, and so we've even had some police actions that have ended out in that area, and it's good to have a emergency response that supports that whole area and kind of a team approach, so I'm very supportive. So, did you need a motion for that, or just direction we have?
I don't believe the policy requires council motion, but if
the
council...
Just a direction.
Yeah, as long as council has no objection.
Just a very question. Is this done through, like, an IGA type thing? Do you craft an intergovernment agreement, or, I mean, is it just is that necessary?
It'll be a disposal of our assets, so I think as long as we've declared it we call it exit, no.
Yeah, I believe it's a Form 205, and it's already filled out.
Yeah, we have a process for disposing of it, so it'll be fine.
They need anything to receive it on
so
the
that's it. I don't know what we need back from other than we need a... We'll talk about it if we need some agreement from the manager. I don't need a liability release or anything.
We'll just do a letter, probably, as is.
And incidentally, I hear Miami needs four police cars, so... Thanks.
Wonderful. Yeah, they have all that photo radar. They need more cop cars.
Yeah. I mean, that's the trade-off. You take down the camera, we'll give you some cars.
Right. Well, wonderful. You have your direction. Right. Thank you for bringing that to
Thank you very much.
Great. Next item is hear reports on meetings or conferences attended. Anybody have anything to report? Doesn't look like that. Schedule of meetings, Mr. Brady.
Just to make mention that the next Building Stronger Neighborhoods initiative will be Thursday, March 27th, from 6:30 to 7:30. This will be District 1 at the Emerson Elementary School Gymnasium, and that's at 1415 North Westwood. Also, a week from this Saturday will be the Falcon Field Airport Open House, March 29th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., so it's parking and admission are free, so invite everybody out for that. And our next study session will be Thursday, March 27th.
Wonderful. Thank you. Looks like we'll entertain a motion to convene into an executive session. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We're over there. Thank you, Mr. Summers.